T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold alongside Cody Tapp, I'm Alex Gold. Nick Schwert producing the show. Earlier today, we were joined by Daryl Williams, Chiefs running back, now starting running back, at least for the next couple weeks, while Clyde Edwards-Helaire dealing with an injury. If you missed that conversation, you'll hear some of that coming up at 1:30. It's also a Snitch Line Thursday here around 1:15 or so. Your chance to get something off your chest, something you've witnessed around Kansas City, maybe something in your own home, maybe the workplace. This is the chance, completely anonymous, 913-576-7610. You can start sending in those snitches now. We'll get to them around 1:15 or so. But it is that time also to get you set for week 6 of the fantasy football season. We welcome in our guy Charge, Paul Charchian of GuillotineLeagues.com. Thanks to Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Charge, we had some close calls in our two Guillotine Leagues, the Nick and Gold League and the Cody and Gold League. Mm-hmm. and our Media League. I was looking at that too. Tyreek Hill went for 421. Yes. I had a $419 bid. I missed it by $2. And then you'll listen.
Wow, you were that close?
Oh, yeah. It gets better, though. I wasn't happy about that. But Nick tied with someone on a bid for DeAndre Hopkins and won a tiebreaker because he was the lower scoring team. Does that happen very often? I would assume
impressive.
Not.
No, that does not happen very often. And coming within two of, you know, 419 to 421, that's like 0.01% of the.
I will try to reconnect with Paul Charchi, and there we lost our connection to Charge. We'll get reconnected with him.
But that's a pretty low probability.
Two, I know. I missed by $2. I needed Tyreek Hill, our Guillotine League. Yeah, that was disappointing. That's in our media one, but I don't know what's going on in your league. I don't pay attention to that one. As Charge has reconnected
sure. Okay,
with us,
I'm back.
But no, you're good, Charge. Yeah, this is why the Guillotine League's fun, man. The blind bidding, you just never know where to go. And then I think you got a steal.
Okay, good.
By the way, with T.J. Hockenson for $35. I don't know how I let that happen.
Yeah.
Charge, when you're looking at this week.
Well, he's been bad for 3 straight weeks. Like, through the first 2 weeks, he looked awesome.
I think we're having some connection difficulty. Okay. Obviously, a delay going on there, Charge. Our apologies there when it comes to that. Paul Charge here on GuillotineLeagues.com joining us. Let's get into some fantasy football while we maybe try to rectify that a little bit, Charge. The Geno Smith at the helm now for the Seattle Seahawks. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, I mean, how bad of news is this for them? All right, we're obviously having some more difficulties with Charge, but
seems like bad news.
I would think so.
If you're asking me, seems like bad news. But I just, you know, when you look at across the slate and those things, this is where both for Survivor and for Guillotine or whatever fantasy league you're in, now the buys start hitting. So you've got both bye problems, injury problems, and you start getting the, like, your team, you know, like, which team is going to perform at which level. And I think that that's what we're seeing probably in guys like Geno Smith with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. You just can't feel all that good about it.
Yeah, Charge, Geno Smith, I mean, can you still count on DK? All right, that was one final check there for Charge. I think
we're gonna
have to punt that one for the week.
We've given it a good effort.
Yeah, we will.
This has got to be, Nick, I think we could chalk this up to the, hey, we're doing system updates. there might be problems part of the equation. This feels like the there might be problems part of the equation.
Yeah. We'll check in with Charge next week. But, yeah, I mean, I think if you're a DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett owner, there's probably some struggles there now with Geno Smith as the quarterback, not to mention tonight Jalen Hurts against the Tampa Bay Bucks defense. Maybe a chance to continue to prove that he's actually been better than people have realized. Certainly, if you've got some weapons on the Eagles offense, you'd like that. The only guy that I don't trust for the Eagles fantasy football-wise, Miles Sanders. Can't trust him at all. He's just falling off the face of the earth.
Is he worse than Miles Gaskin?
He's just falling off the face. No, Miles Gaskin got you a touchdown last week or
two. He was great last week. Miserable the 2 weeks before that. So is he good or is he not good?
Yeah.
At least with your guys, Miles Sanders, he's just generally not been good. So barring some sort of change in that, you're not going to feel like it's going to go one way or the other, right, at this point? On top of it, by the way, is there a bad quarterback to own in fantasy? If you have Josh Allen, you feel great. If you have Lamar Jackson, you feel great. If you have Kyler Murray, you feel great. Patrick Mahomes, you feel fine. Right? Is there? Like Jalen Hurts has been an incredibly effective fantasy quarterback. To me, right now, it ends up being one of those positions that had like no value going into the year. If you spent a top pick on one of those guys, Gold, because it's like just cycled back through. Now, of course, I feel stupid because I spend a large chunk of my money in the Cody and no longer Gold.
No, it still says Cody and Gold on there. I looked.
I don't have the settings right, so I can't change it.
It still says Cody.
Will you change it, please?
You're the commissioner.
Hey, let's get Charge back on the line. Hey, Charge.
We sure we want to try that?
Charge. Hey, Charge.
We're
given it several good efforts.
Nick's over there still trying. I think we're moving on, buddy. I think we're moving on Paul? This week. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, sitting fused.
Like, of the $500 I have remaining in that league, I only have, like, 300 of it I spent on Aaron Rodgers. Now I feel stupid, but I needed a quarterback. I was starting. Yeah,
I hope you get knocked out this week, so.
Why are you rooting against me?
Because it'd be hilarious.
Because I'm in the original league?
No, because Nick and I would still be playing in our guillotine league, and you'd be done.
No. Haven't heard you rooting for us, Cody.
You started a rogue league.
No.
Why do you care what we do? If we want to go do something on our own, why does that affect
you so
much?
Because you pitted it against my league. That's why. You didn't just do it quietly
in
the night.
Now you're just.
You openly said you were going to steal members of my league.
We did say that.
You then.
But did we steal any members?
You then said you were going to steal prizes from my league.
We stole your leftovers. You didn't want, we saw your scraps. You didn't want Pete Sweeney. You didn't want Pete's Pirates.
You kicked him out.
I did want Pete's Pirates. You guys didn't want Pete's Pirates. It was you.
Oh,
it was
yeah. You who wanted to kick him out. That's right. It was you that wanted to kick out a loyal listener of the show.
Well, look,
that's right.
That guy got eliminated last week.
You're not anti-Pete. You're anti-listener. Right. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way. That's the way we're going
to do it. That's crazy. It lets me edit rosters. Ooh, that's really dangerous. That's
sure real, would be that's a shame real, if that's really dangerous. Your entire roster
lets
got
me. It looks like
today.
It still gives me access to change the starting lineup. That would be really messed up. I would never do that, Cody. To you,
do not sabotage my team.
I would never do that. I really would. Don't worry. I didn't know it gave me that power, but I will never do that.
I hope not.
We don't need to. Our league's better anyway. So, fantasy football, best of luck for those of you in our guillotine league this week. Before we get to a snitch line, I already see them coming in. You can keep sitting some of those in, 913-576-7610. Look at the AFC right now for the Chiefs. There are, what, 8 teams in the AFC that have better records than the Chiefs? Who do you actually consider to be a true contender, or who's just, all right, they got a better record than Kansas City, but we're really not buying and they're a pretender at this point. We know
start that conversation with the Bengals, don't we, in the pretender category?
Let me just, real quick, the teams, who they are. The Bills are 4-1, the Chargers are 4-1, the Ravens are 4-1. Those are your 3 4-1 teams. And then you've got a couple 3-2 teams, right? You've got the Broncos, the Raiders, the Bengals, the Browns, all 3-2. Those are the teams that have better records than you in the AFC.
All the 4-1 teams are legitimate contenders. There's zero questioning any of it. Lamar Jackson is passing better than he ever has in his career. Justin Herbert looks great. And the Bills have the easiest division in the entire AFC, maybe all of football, behind them. Because the South, you could argue, is easy top to bottom. But just the teams behind them, it probably doesn't get any easier than a miserable Patriots team who have barely outscored their opponent. Dolphins team who's been outscored by 70 points, and a Jets team who's been outscored by 60. So it's like those teams are so bad. The Bills are real. The Chargers are real. The Ravens are real. The 3-2 teams leave a bunch of question marks.
No question. I think if you're looking, though, who's between the Bengals and the Browns, both are 3-2. Who do you believe
the Bengals
in more?
The Browns are,
of course. Yeah,
more,
I mean,
of a believer, yes.
The Bengals are still a pretender for me at this point in time. I think the Broncos certainly at 3-2 are. And the Raiders just a complete unknown. I lean pretender. I still don't know how the coaching situation is going to impact that team. I still think it's a talented roster, but I was already hesitant on the Raiders before the John Gruden situation. Now they've lost two games in a row. The worst one, of course, to the Chicago Bears. How much was John Gruden a distraction at that time? We don't know. Time will tell, certainly on that. But that's kind of where I'm at. It's like the Chiefs. If you look at that, the Bengals are 3-2, even though the Chiefs are 2-3. We all think the Chiefs are a better football team than the Cincinnati Bengals. We all still think they're better than the Raiders and better than the Broncos, despite having a worse record.
They clearly are. The only 3-2 team that you even take somewhat seriously in this is the Browns, a team that they did beat. Not that that's the end-all be-all, but a team that they did beat gold. So how am I supposed to take them more seriously than that? They are still the fourth or fifth best team in the AFC. That is a massive fall from grace. That is enough of an insult to not having to go hyperbolic to the point to say they're the eighth or ninth best team in the AFC, because we know that that's just not true. I'll go back to the, if you do something great, how can you be that bad? Do any of those teams, the Browns, they do anything great? Run the ball? Not offense in general, but run the ball,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. Yes,
but
they
just
do.
Run. The worst part of offense?
Sure.
But
they
their
are
offense
great at
isn't
it.
Great.
No.
They are great at running the ball. So they don't do it. A whole unit's not great, but they do have one thing great. So I take them seriously. The Raiders do not do anything great. Not to this stage, not over the course of the last few years, and now they got massive coaching issues. The Bengals do not do anything great other than Ja'Marr Chase to Joe Burrow, maybe.
Yeah, their defense isn't great. Very good defense, but not great.
Very good defense, but not great, right? And they have one elite matchup. It's good. It's fine.
What?
It's not. You got to be great at something.
What is so funny?
You guys just like...
Doesn't matter.
It? Very good, but not... Okay.
But that to me is like really the whole genesis of the conversation for if you're going to take a team seriously in the AFC or not, is... Do you think they are great at something? And I don't think they're great at anything.
Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead. I just want to review the audio. I want to go back and review the audio of just that they're very good, but not great. It was just like you guys coming to this magical agreement on the Bengals defense.
What, that we agreed on something?
That they're good. Nice. They We've are actually, good. We're in, both in agreement that they're good, but we draw the line of greatness.
In fairness, we have...
For this conversation.
We have disagreed a lot on today's show. It was a nice moment.
I know. That's what I felt. I felt this like moment. Yeah, like, finally, we did it, right? The one thing we're going to agree on today, of all things... Is the
Bengals defense is pretty good.
Defense.
It's very good, just not great. It's not great. Very good. Not great.
But that's, don't you, like, does anybody take some other, do you view, when you have this conversation in your head, when you think contender versus pretender, isn't the only thing you really factor into this is if they can beat a playoff team, and to do that, you have to be great at something. At least even the Browns have the running game. So, like, what else deviates them from something else? That's why we
also
not-
some of it, fair or not, is just history and perception, right? When you hear the Bengals, and you, like, it's going to take a lot. It's the same reason why people up until last year and even still entering this year a little bit with the Browns, right? Just because of the type of Nick over there, you're killing me, buddy. When it comes to how
you don't take them
perceive,
serious because they're the Browns,
yeah,
we don't do that anymore with the Browns, do we? They've been a functional organization.
Cincinnati's
for like
certainly still part of it.
2 years, like if you have your life together for 2 years, you're pretty much you got to figure it out at this point. That's two whole years. I can't see any difference about how that's going. I assume he's digging back.
Yeah.
The Bengals do not do anything great other than like, Ja'Marr Chase to Joe Burrow. Maybe.
Yeah, their defense isn't great. Very good defense, but not great.
Very good defense, but not great, right? And they have one elite matchup.
He just repeated exactly what you said back to you.
I was agreeing. That was me agreeing. It was a nice moment. We actually sound like we're agreeing in the clip. Isn't that what's the best part?
Oh, look at us.
You know what? Good for us.
What a great point you made. They are great. Wait, no.
Secret handshake.
What? Couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, here it is again.
Let's do a secret handshake now. Nick's not invited.
Oh,
I like
my
that we
goodness.
Slowly form alliances with each other that are constantly against each other.
Well, yeah. That's some of the fun.
Like sometimes it's me and you versus Nick. Other times it's me and Nick versus you. Sometimes it's you two versus me. There's no consistency in this group. It's completely against each other.
I think that's how it should work. Let's get to the snitch line here on a Thursday.
No, you can't find it.
Too busy trying to poke fun at us. You know.
You've called the snitch line.
And if I have to tell you again, we're going to take it outside and I'm going to show you what it's like.
913-662-1270.
Leave him alone!
Please leave your message for Thursdays at 1:15 on Cody and Gold.
And if you think I'm kidding, just try me. Try me.
So we're good?
913-576-7610. It is your chance to snitch. It's the snitch line here on a Thursday. You got something to get off your chest. coworker, family member, yourself, something you've been trying to maybe let out there for years, this is the time. You've been waiting for an opportunity for a platform. This is the platform every single week. 913-576-7610. We start things off on the snitch line. I think we had someone say something similar to this before, but I've been paying the sports card restocker at a local Walmart $20 a week for first access to the cards. I didn't sell them on eBay. You, sir, are probably not alone. That is happening more and more. In fact, the price of the cards at Walmart have gone so high that the value in flipping them has gotten worse. Some of these Topps cards are going for way too much, even retail.
I know you haven't greased the wheels, but have you not purchased more cards than you were planning on opening to resell them?
Yeah,
this guy's operating under the same system here.
Last year. Actually, only one other time have I done that. Now it's just impossible. People camp out in the morning, and Target doesn't even do them anymore. Because people are going crazy.
You could camp out.
Yeah, I work.
I mean, what they open at 8.
Yeah, but you don't know what time. It could be 2 in the afternoon the restocker comes. But you got people like this guy paying the restocker.
Wait, so they open at 8, you walk in the door, and then you just go stand by the
car?
That's
what some people have been doing.
Oh, that sounds...
Right?
You shouldn't be able to do that. That's loitering.
Well, thank you. But that's people that also been paying the stocker to find out when they're going to come by the store. Because it's not someone that works at Walmart that stocks the sports cards.
From the 816.
It's an independent distributor.
Oh, interesting. From the 816, I absolutely shattered a trash can at work, punting it across an apartment out of frustration last week. Only one coworker saw it, and I told him if he told anyone, his shins are next. Oh. He promptly denied any knowledge of it. You got to hope that guy's not snitching to your boss. In this case, we encourage snitching, and this is a self-snitch. So now more than just one person knows about it if they discovered that trash can then broke it.
Oh, this is a good one from the 913. I carry pee on me every day at work just waiting for a drug test.
Oh, every day?
It's not even your pee.
How do you carry it?
So you just have a little vial in your pocket?
Have you guys
of
ever
urine?
Had this industry is so weird, right? Because I always talk to friends who are getting jobs and they have to get drug tested, but like I've never taken a drug test. Have you guys?
For radio?
I work in radio.
For anything.
No.
So yes. I've done it 2 times. I had to do it for one of my junior high, high school, when I worked at Best Buy in junior high or high school.
Best Buy drug test?
Just once when you get hired. Yeah. So they did. And then and you're right. Normally in radio stations don't do it. But the station I worked at in Topeka back in the day, they actually did when it was owned by a different company. The company that owns them now does not.
Wild.
At the time. But that was because that company also owned newspapers. So it was a different philosophy, I think. But yeah, you're right. In radio, like this job, no way.
Post my mailbox bashing when I was on probation, I did have to get a drug test for that, Nick.
How old were you when this was?
18.
Okay.
I was clean. That's fine. From the 573, I'm a bus driver and I hit a mailbox last week.
What kind of a bus driver?
School bus?
And how bad
did you obliterate? If you hit a mailbox with a school bus, it got obliterated, right? Like from
we need more details.
More details.
Please text in some more details.
The guy with the pee, by the way, he says he keeps it in his lunchbox. I would hope that is in a secure.
Do you think it's in like a fake apple juice container or something, just in case there are any questions?
Some of those people have like they're called a Wizinator. They're literally it's a fake penis.
Yes.
That you use as like a underwear, I guess.
Yep.
In case, because when you guys did drug tests, was there somebody watching?
No. Outside the room, but not like standing right next to me.
Because the thing with the fake pee, you have to keep it warm, right? It has to be a certain temperature. It can't be like.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, "Why do you have ice cold pee?"
This is a first.
You know what? I've been meaning to see a doctor about that.
Someone says so they had to be.
I'll get right over there.
Someone says they had to be drug tested for their job. Bought that $30 fake pee at a smoke shop. Works like a charm. Okay.
I always wondered what I would have had to do had I needed to take one. And I assumed I would have just got a friend because you always had that one friend who was always going to be clean.
And we're here for you. If you ever need some urine, I'm your guy.
Here's a snitch. No area code. He specifically requested no area code be
read. Don't mention his area code.
This. He says, my wife desperately wants kids. I do not. I have told her I do want kids, but deep down, I do not. Said she could be listening. I don't want you to give me the area code.
We won't give out. See, it's anonymous. We won't give out the area code if you don't want
it. No, if you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. I fully respect your decision not to give out your area code.
I've never
also, that's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, what are you?
So no kids currently at all, I'm assuming.
That's the vibe I'm
getting.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. The snitch line, 913-576-7610 is the snitch line, the number to text in. We got an update. This is an update from a past snitch. So it's an update on my buddy who lost his job, played poker for 7 months, kept it from his wife. Told her, they separated. The update is divorce is in progress. He's moved to Vegas and is living his dream of playing in the World Series of Poker, which that gets going. Actually, it's going
so
on right now.
So he's still just following his dreams.
Yeah.
This kind of seems like a, I mean, I don't know the nuances
of that
relationship.
I mean, he didn't lie to him about having a job for 7 months.
Yeah, but you thought that that would break the relationship or break his dream, but like he's still full stride. Like he's gone. Yeah. I respect that aspect of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the
and also like
part.
If,
World Series poker.
If the bills were hypothetically being paid, right? Like all the bills were being paid by gambling winnings. If they were legally obtained or whatever, is there really a problem here? I mean, I had a job. It's just a different job than I
if
said.
If you're not
the problem
fulfilling
is you can't
other
lie to
obligations.
Someone. Yeah, the other problem is you can't lie to someone for 7 months.
Okay,
and
what
be
would
like,
your wife
fine.
Say? You play poker.
She would divorce me.
If, no, not no, no,
the,
no,
it
no.
wouldn't be the gambling part. It'd be the lying for seven
no,
consecutive
if you
months
told
part.
Her, I'm quitting my job and we're moving to Vegas and I'm going to become a professional gambler.
She would not. Like that. that would not go over well.
World Series of Poker, though. Good for you. Good
I think I have to
you.
Play poker a lot more for her to be like, do you? Because I think her initial response would be like, there's no way you're good enough to be a professional poker player every day. Because we play at my house once every 6 weeks? That's not, no, I don't think that's close enough.
Another one from the snitch line. Someone says, going back to the one prior, tell the guy I'll be the father. Referenced.
Oh, God, why? Did the bus driver update yet? That's the guy.
I have
really
not seen that. Other now, our text line in the snitch line is full of people discussing how they keep their urine
so
warm.
So never been a subject in the history of the snitch line that our listenership was so well versed on.
Here's what they suggest. Yeah, here's what they suggest.
A thermos was my guess. I didn't.
It says hand warmers for the fake pee makes legit. You put the hand warmers around the container. Someone else says they sell their urine
defroster.
To many people at their job. $20 a bottle, bro.
Some people set it on their defroster in their car on the way.
Like every day?
I guess if you got to be ready because some places randomly drug test.
Follow up.
They do. Yeah.
Follow up question. How long is that sample good for before you got to get some fresh? I mean, like, what are we thinking? Like a week? I mean, you can't carry that same pee around
probably
for a month.
Yeah, it's probably a daily thing.
Who's he getting daily pee from?
This guy said he's making $20 off selling his for $20 a pop.
If you work with a bunch of gens, if I needed to take a drug test and I wasn't clean, you'd make me pay $20. You wouldn't just give it to me.
For you, you wouldn't have to pay.
Oh, thanks.
I told you, worst to Cody, $20. But yeah, something like that. The bus driver texted back in. He said, "Yes, school bus driver. It was fogging up. Mailbox didn't even move."
Wait, what? What do you mean it didn't move?
Interesting. Maybe just clipped it.
Yeah. Did you barely? Yeah, you barely hit it. You didn't like go full.
Oh, so you grazed it. Okay. I thought you just obliterated it.
I was thinking he like ran.
Were there children
the
on the bus?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Children, there's no
Hopefully
way.
Not.
They cannot keep secrets. That's long established
something
about children.
10-year-old son refill it every month. They make a game out of it. Talking about
the
urine.
Hey, it's the pee in the cup game, buddy.
The one
so
you buy.
So daddy can keep the house.
The one you buy expires.
Do you like that huffy
years.
Bike we got you? You want some rollerblades to go with it? Okay, why don't you just fill this cup up and give it back to dad when you're done?
We'll go to McDonald's after soccer practice.
Happy meal on daddy.
Someone earlier in the snitch line said they ate half their kids' fries to make sure that they weren't poisonous. That's what they told their 5-year-old. Like,
do you do that ever with your kids?
No.
With their
I'll
food?
Just eat one of their fries.
You just do it anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to eat half of them. That feels a bit greedy.
Give me another one.
They steal more food from me than vice versa, to be clear, so... If anything, we're breaking even. I will, however, be taking a dad tax on any Halloween candy that comes to the dad household. There's a percentage that I'm allowed as the dad in this situation.
Well, you're making sure that it's not poisonous, too. Yeah, that's part of it.
That's just reality. We know that's coming in 2 weeks.
Because we know everybody wastes their weed allotment on putting it in kids' Halloween candy, because that's what people would waste their money on, right?
This is an interesting one from the 816. It says, please don't share my name, but this is blank. There is this guy on the team that sucked so bad last week, he cost us the game. In fact, he has sucked all year, and the coaches won't bench him. Should I call him out or just deal with it like Coach Spags is?
Interesting.
What could that be?
Well, that's tough to say.
That's a snitch line here on a Snitch Line Thursday. Coming up next, we had a chance to catch up with now Chiefs starting running back Darrell Williams. We asked him about his increased role and if he's up for it.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is brought to you by the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Tickets at kcrenfest.com. Number one is an update out of St. Louis. It has to do with the lawsuit currently going on with the city of St. Louis and the NFL alleging breach of contract when the Rams moved from St. Louis out to L.A. And a lot of the owners of teams in the league involved in this, of course, and some documentation. And the St. Louis Circuit Court judge fined Chiefs owner Clark Hunt $5,000 in order to pay some attorney fees and set a date for a show cause hearing over possible contempt of court. Part of this civil case, as we mentioned, involving the relocation of the Rams back in 2016. There was a $6,000 fine for Jerry Jones as well. Also Robert Kraft part of this around the delays, basically, and the attorneys have been stalling out, giving the financial documents that they're compelled to give via the court. And that's where things are at right now. The next hearing set for December 3rd, the trial set for January. This is going to continue to be a bigger and bigger story with what happens with the NFL and the city. The city of St. Louis has been winning all these preliminary hearings.
Yeah, the NFL's
tried
to get out of this thing for a long time, and they're not winning anything.
No. Doesn't mean that the end result won't be in their favor, but certainly not a good start for them. And this could drag out for years still. And what it could be a massive amount of money sent towards the city. It could be an expansion team that ends up being part of the settlement. There's a lot of things at stake, but Clark Hunt's involved because his name comes up with the city of St. Louis and the state of Missouri, and now that they're the only team in Missouri, and some if you're in St. Louis, they would allege that they intentionally tried to get them out of St. Louis to benefit not just L.A., but maybe some benefit to the Chiefs as well. So
the settlement in this has said to could be in the billions, yes. Not millions of dollars, billions of dollars to St. Louis if it is to go down. It's a massive story. It's been interesting. It's already actually been dragging out for years. You remember they complained the second Kroenke took that team out of St. Louis. They're like, this is shady, something shady. We're going to fight this, especially because they had years left on their Edwards Jones Dome lease and the whole thing. It was kind of a mess. It's going to continue to be probably going forward. Next up on What's Trending, Steve Spagnuolo spoke to the media earlier today. No injury updates as of yet. Jaren Reed was back at practice today after missing yesterday for personal reasons. The injury report still murky as there were 9 guys on it yesterday. We'll get more updates on that later through the day. Steve Spagnuolo did admit his defense was playing poorly, did admit this is the worst defense they've played so far under his time in Kansas City, was vague a little bit on the safety position, said that Sorensen has made a lot of good plays for them despite the fact he had missed some plays yesterday as well, said he's had good snaps. Pete Sweeney will join us tomorrow, of course, of our Chiefs insider, seemed to think maybe that means that they're going to make a few more snap adjustments.
Yeah.
Time will tell, man. I see those quotes, and I still feel like it's Sorensen's going to play 100% of the snaps.
I think we could see a little downturn, and I think at some point there has to just be a flat-out realization of, like, okay, whether it's whoever's making the call at some point, Andy Reid, I mean, you can sense the frustration from him as well.
You have to try something different. If you're dead last, there's zero harm in trying something different.
Next up on What's Trending, World Cup qualifying, the U.S. men's national team picked up a win 2-1 over Costa Rica after trailing 1-0 in the first 60 seconds of the match. You started to think, oh boy, is this going to be how the U.S. men's national team finds a way to not qualify for the World Cup? They needed the 3 points. They got them ultimately in the win over Costa Rica. Next up for the U.S. men's national team, more qualifying, they will take on Mexico once again. But the U.S. trying to get back to the World Cup. It's been a little bit after not qualifying the last go around.
It's weird that they've missed the World Cup at all considering the size of them, but at least they're winning some of these. They had a couple of bad draws early, but they've been winning their most recent qualifying matches, so they're not in bad position right now. Next up on What's Trending, David Beatty has officially been removed from the notice of allegations over at the University of Kansas. You might remember this because this is the whole reason he got fired. He was saying, nothing I'm being accused of is any worse than what your men's basketball coach is being accused of. This is not a fireable offense. He was even more right, it turns out, based on the fact that he's been removed from the allegations of notice of allegations at all. This was the weirdest thing of the Kansas thing going back. We talked a lot about it. Now, of course, they do not have the same athletic director because they got in trouble for a different guy. Going great. Going great, man. No big deal at all. That Les Miles thing. Mwah. Way to work through that part of this stuff, all through it. But all through that stuff, it's a mess. But David Beatty was right, by the way, in getting his millions of dollars for being fired incorrectly, and now he's removed from the notice of allegations at all. It did not go great at Kansas in football, it turns out.
That's one way to put it. That is certainly a nice way to put it.
Lastly, here on What's Trending, Mike Schilt is officially out as the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. That, according to Jeff Passan over at ESPN, that news breaking just a
few
minutes ago. You want to talk about, surprising there. Mike Schilt, after getting his team on that late run, after getting his team to the playoffs a couple of times, they're done. St. Louis Cardinals.
That is
new
surprising.
Manager.
Considering, they won, I know they weren't scheduled to make the playoffs, and they won 16 in a row, ended up getting in. They were one and done, lost to the Dodgers. But that is a stunner in Major League Baseball. Also tonight in Major League Baseball, Game 5, deciding game in the NLDS between the Giants and the Dodgers. We'll see what happens there. But some surprising news in baseball. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Every Thursday here on the show at 10:30, we're joined exclusively by a member of the Chiefs here on your official broadcast partner for the Chiefs 610 Sports Radio. We had a chance to catch up with Darrell Williams. He, of course, is now the starting running back for the next couple weeks while Clyde Edwards-Helaire is dealing with an injury. And we asked Darrell what he makes of this larger role he's now going to have over the next couple of weeks.
Really just the next man up. And, whether it's me or anybody in the room, we're going to be prepared. The next guy in, we're gonna be ready to roll.
When you obviously you've come into this situation before, Darrell, this you experienced this at the end of last year. Does it feel any different going into a game week, knowing you're going to be maybe the number one back, or because you have a role in the offense pretty much under any game? Do you feel like you just feel like an increased workload kind of feels the same?
I mean, it's not my first rodeo. You know, each and every one of our backs, Greg Lou. He prepares for all us to be starters, and, we just take advantage of it.
Greg Lewis was a guy we talked about in the offseason because we thought, all right, they put the wide receiver coaches with the running backs. They're going to throw to the running backs more. In the early going, it felt like maybe the rhythm hadn't been found there in the screen game. Do you guys think you're close to maybe unlocking something where the running backs, like yourself or Jerick McKinnon or when Clyde comes back, can be utilized in the passing game maybe the way we thought it was going to happen in the offseason?
Oh, yeah, we all could be utilized in the first game. You know, it's football. We could say we're going to do this and do that. But, whatever coach calls, that's what we got to go out and run.
What difference have you seen maybe running behind this offensive line? Of course, that was a major focus in the offseason. The last couple weeks in particular was really that Eagles and Chargers game where whether it's Joe Tooney and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith, I mean, there were some big holes created for you guys. What's it like so far running behind this offensive line this year?
All them guys that came in, everybody brought in. Coach Heck is doing a great job with them guys. And, them guys come in each and every day ready to work and willing to work. And, it's showing up on Sundays.
Are you finding your job easier behind this offensive line?
Yes, I am.
I guess, what's that mindset when, all right, you know it's your play, you're going to get a handoff, Pat's going to hand you the ball, and maybe versus where things have been in the past, when you see that hole maybe that's extremely wide that we haven't seen in Kansas City a whole lot. Like, do your eyes kind of light up or what?
I mean, I always had the same mindset each and every play because you never know when you're going to get the ball. Even with blocking opportunities, you always got to have that mentality. You're ready to go in and do whatever, and you're going to do everything 100%.
Speaking to Chiefs running back Darrell Williams here on Cody and Gold, NFL defenses have been playing you guys a lot different, obviously, than even previous years, Darrell. Everyone seems like they're lining up 30 yards back offensively. Has it been frustrating at times to not be able to play the style of offense, I guess, we've seen out of Kansas City? Because it seems like everything is a little closer to the line of scrimmage.
No, it's not frustrating. We just got to take what's given to us and let the big plays come when they come.
Is that been the message from Patrick? Because I think when we like when you've heard him over the years, like, I mean, he makes big plays better than anybody else in the NFL. Like, has that been his message? Like, he needs to do a better job keeping it close to the line of scrimmage? Because we think sometimes he is still looking for that big play, and who could blame him?
No, yeah. Pat, you know, he know what he got to do, and we all know what we got to do, and we're going to work on the fixing. And, you know, we gonna show it come Sunday.
What has the mood been like? I know you guys obviously weren't in the building for the most part on Monday, but just after this stretch of really uncharted territory, I think here in Kansas City, it's not often that this team has gotten off to a 2-3 start.
The mood is not really changed because, you know, each and every day we want to lose. We know we got to come in and work. You know, we just got to learn from each and our mistakes, and we got to get better from it.
We've heard consistently, whether it was from Andy in particular, that turnovers seem to be just the main focus here among perhaps some of the reasons why this team is in the position that they are. Just how much of an added emphasis, I know turnovers are always, but an added emphasis of protecting the football has there been or will there continue to be?
No, there ain't really no added emphasis. We know what we got to work on. We know what we got to do. And we got to just stop beating ourselves. And, you know, we'll come out victorious if we do that.
Andy had given us an injury update here before things yesterday when we were looking at some of the guys who were hurt. Joe Tooney, we found out in the game, Daryl, that he had broken his hand and then played the rest of the game. You do that? Have you ever played with that kind of injury over the course of a game? Because to me, I'm a soft radio guy. You have to remember that. That seems impossible.
Yes, I played with plenty of injuries before. You know, when you got that dog mentality, you don't want to come out. You want to stay in. You want to fight for your brothers. And that's what Joe did, and he stayed in the whole game.
When you look, do you think that – I mean, of course, you've said you've played with injuries. Everybody does. But do you think that that shows something to teammates sometimes when you've got guys like that who are willing to play through that significant of an injury?
Yeah, that shows a lot because, you know, when you got guys like that, you want to go harder for those guys. And those guys out there putting their life on the line. And we all trying to put our life on the line. And we risking big old chances like that to stay in when we hurt. And it just made each and every one of them all fight for each other.
We're talking to Chiefs running back Daryl Williams here on Cody and Gold. Let's go away from the Chiefs for a little bit. I know you got a couple other LSU guys on the team. And well, I got to ask you flat out, like, what's going on with Coach O and LSU so far this year?
We're just having a little down year. I mean, the season's not over with, but you know, we still got a chance to pick it up. You know, I think those guys do a good job of getting all the players together and getting everything right.
Is it also that maybe people just at the time didn't realize like how absurdly talented that roster that won the national championship was a couple years ago, and now seeing what Joe Burrow's doing, seeing what Ja'Marr Chase is doing, and just to name a few of the guys?
Yes, that roster was very, very talented, but also you know, we lost pretty much all our coaches, too. So, you know, it's going to be a big adjustment. It's not going to be easy. Them guys know it was, you know, it wasn't going to be as smooth as everybody thought it was. I mean, think about having a whole new coaching staff. It's not that easy because you got to learn new stuff and new plays and new things and different voices teaching you. So, you know, it's just a learning experience, and those guys are going to get better each and every day, and they're going to learn from their losses.
How much talking is Mecole Hardman doing? He's the Georgia guy. They look pretty good, to say the least.
They look pretty good. I got to give it to them. They look pretty good.
You got the most recent championship. That's fine, Daryl. You can just point that out to him. Anyway, outside of football, I've been trying to talk my co-host into starting the Netflix series Squid Game. I assume when it comes to viral stuff like this, it runs through a locker room. Is everybody also watching Squid Game like the rest of us?
Yeah, people watching it, but I never really got the chance to check it out. I've been planning on doing, but every time I get home, I don't do it. But I think I'm looking into it pretty soon.
What are you watching, or what have you been watching?
For real, nothing much. For real, I usually come home, I go home, you know, play some Warzone, you know, then get in the bed and go to sleep.
That's true, because I did see, thinking of Mecole Hardman, it was, I don't know if it was before the season, maybe it was right after week one. Was it you, Clyde, a couple of the guys were at one of the local esports arenas, right? Something like that?
Yeah. We were playing in a Warzone tournament, me and Mecole.
Who's better?
Out of me and Mecole?
Yeah.
Me, I'm the best on the team.
Oh, okay.
That's just games all around or just Warzone specific?
No, that's game all the way around. Madden, 2K, whatever. I do it all.
Oh, we're gonna make so we have a different player that joins us every week. You know, we're gonna have to make sure. I don't know who we're gonna have on next week, but we're gonna have to make sure we pass this along and see if anybody disputes that whatsoever.
Go ahead, pass it along.
Look, I'm not gonna challenge you. I've run into enough of this, Daryl, in my life that if somebody seems this confident, I don't feel like I would want to test it.
I mean, you're supposed to have confidence. If you ain't got confidence in yourself, who's going to have confidence in you?
Daryl, thanks for coming on the show, man. Best of luck on Sunday.
Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
So that was our conversation earlier today with Chiefs running back Daryl Williams, who, of course, will see more and more opportunity here in the next couple of weeks. Why Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the IR for the minimum 3 weeks. Jerick McKinnon's going to also, I think, be more involved naturally. And I would love to see Jerick McKinnon in the passing game. Daryl Williams has carved a nice role on this team, and we'll see if he can handle perhaps a bigger role, and that's still going to be divided up with Jerick McKinnon. There's, of course, also Derek Gore that maybe factors in a little bit at some point if needed. But Jerick McKinnon in the passing game is what I think everybody was excited about when they saw him in camp. Like, oh, this is, if you look at the numbers, what Jerick McKinnon did prior to his injuries receiving, this guy was a legitimate threat out of the backfield catching the ball. Haven't seen it this year. Now there's one less guy in front of him on the depth chart due to an injury currently. So, but the combination, I think we know what Daryl Williams' role is going to be. Not that Daryl can't catch the ball out of the backfield. We've certainly seen that. But Jerick McKinnon, that's where he has a chance to thrive for this team the next couple weeks.
I think so, but I always worry about Jerick McKinnon's usage gold for the reason that is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Like, he's kind of perfect as that, like, complimentary, oh, look, we use him here and there. He's fast. Just as long as you can stay healthy, it seems like it works fine. I don't think there's some massive drop-off.
He was a backup in Minnesota to Adrian Peterson, and then San Francisco signed him. You thought, okay, Kyle Shanahan, really good running offense. They'll find a way to get him, and he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And at that position, generally, it's not one where guys go through a bad 2 or 3 year rut of injuries and then come out on the other side of it and go, you know what? I'm healthy. I'm going to be productive. I got the same juice I had beforehand. So basically, whatever the Chiefs are able to get out of Jerick McKinnon, I will consider it to be
Honestly, it felt like a huge win that just Clyde wasn't going to miss quite as much time as we thought, yes, based on what they're saying. The reporting is he's on the IR, so we know he's gone for 3 weeks. But the reporting is right now that they're not anticipating it being a long-term injury. If it goes beyond the 3 weeks, my tune might change. But I still think it's a 3 to 4 week injury at this stage.
They're not going to rush him back. There. We know that. I mean, a minimum is 3 weeks of the IR, and then I don't expect, you know, them to obviously push it at all. Because, look, if we're being honest, if the Chiefs lose any of the next three games, it's not going to be because they didn't have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And that's not to say he doesn't have a role. But we're not going to be sitting here 4 weeks from now and say, man, that loss to the Giants was because Clyde wasn't there. No, there's going to be plenty of other reasons if they were to lose
that
game.
That's not the reason they would lose to the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. So they're going to be all right in the meantime while Clyde's out.
Can we address the elephant in the room here before we take off for the day?
That is?
Yeah, what's that?
Don't play dumb.
What?
You guys have heard these Fox Sports ads airing all day during commercial breaks for Thursday night football.
Yeah, it's a showdown tonight with the Bucks and the Eagles, right?
And you guys know how every Friday I like to give everybody a little game preview, my three big spotlight games to watch. Mm-hmm. We break them down and I give you my little promos. You know, it's my bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently Fox Sports thinks that they can just come onto my turf and steal my material. Get a load of this ad that's been playing all day and tell me who came up with it first.
The city of brotherly love will be rocking. Tom Brady is up to his old tricks as he has Tampa Bay rolling once again.
Brady throws! Touchdown!
But Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are looking to serve up a Philly special.
Really? Are you kidding me?
What? He's even kind of doing the voice.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles want to serve up a Philly special. That's my bit.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
My bit.
Are you sure you didn't rip this guy off and you just didn't realize it?
I think that might be the case.
Oh man. They've heard the positive response to yours. They said they gotta step up their game. We gotta start putting ads during their show.
You ain't
now.
Cheating, you ain't trying.
Like, we gotta
that
put,
sort of thing.
They just figured you wouldn't notice.
This means you gotta bring it tomorrow.
I have a flight in four hours. You're gone
tomorrow.
Well,
you guys we'll may be getting
the
off.
We'll just call up the Fox Sports guy. We'll get him to do a couple for us.
Fox Sports
we'll get him to do a couple. We'll have him do a couple of these
hey, man,
for us
you
tomorrow.
Mind, just
if you're not really, busy.
Just kind of like that
one. A few more games.
Can I hear the last part of that one again, please?
The Philly special part's the best part of all of it.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles are looking to serve up a Philly special.
Philly special.
It's such a line that you would have used.
I love it.
Totally. Well, Tom Brady up to his old
tricks.
Did
he make any penis references in his? Because that's really something yours
have. Do we have any of your saves?
Consistently.
Do we have any of your saves or no?
That's insulting. To say that I'm only make
you
penis
said pull out
references.
His deck yeah, not that long
yeah, you've
ago.
Used a lot of that. You've mentioned that Travis Kelce essentially.
What did what? He? I don't remember what he said.
He
about
made
Kelce
one about now. Travis Kelce.
The final word.
He's not even just gonna play. Yeah, he's just gonna play us out. This is like the Oscars. The second you bring that up, he's just gonna be like, "That's
someone
enough,
said,
fellas."
Yeah. No, Nick's off tomorrow. I don't know what to do on that one. We're gonna have to find
we'll have
someone
to preview
else.
Preview three big games like normal people.
That's right. Three big games. There are some big ones with Baltimore and the Chargers. Certainly highlighting that. Real quick tonight, Thursday Night Football. Who do you got? Does Tom Brady? Who?
Bucks are gonna win.
They're going to cover.
Did you see what they did to the Dolphins?
Tampa. No. Tampa -7. Yes. Tom Brady hasn't covered his last eight night games,
yes.
Which is weird.
Yes, they win by 14.
I got the Bucks in a teaser. I tease them down to a pick 'em. Or it's actually -0.5.
I don't think they cover it, but you're fine there.
A couple people, Dana Hughes took him in Survivor. We shall see. We're back at it tomorrow, getting set for a Friday show. Pete Sweeney will join us at 11 o'clock. Coming up next, it is The Drive.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.